Hello and welcome, vegan savages, to another sit-down podcast I try to do every Sunday. Today is not Sunday because I had such a lovely weekend surrounded with like-minded people. If you have watched the vlogs, good for you. If not, I highly recommend doing it. And now it's Wednesday and we're gonna do it because I made it a habit doing each week a podcast nonetheless, sitting at my pallet couch. And if I'm not at home, then I not do it. Just kidding, I do it wherever I am, but if I'm at home, here at my pallet couch. And if you don't know, I have a visual now for my podcast as well, the entire time, honey. So if you're on your computer anyways, go to YouTube, open a tab, look at me, and you're like, what? You're not alone? No, I'm joined by my girlfriend.
Ah, super grateful to be your girlfriend today. And the first guest sitting on your
pallet couch, and I think I call it the Vegans Rambling Podcast.
And actually, it's also my bed for tonight.
And many nights, because you're going to stay here for like 10 nights, if you're going to sleep here, though. Like 50-50, I would say. That's what I love about pallets. It's just four pallets, and you can transform them to whatever, and can, you know, multi-use items.
You have to get used to it, though. Because the first night was like, oh my gosh, I woke up and my booty... I was just like...
But that's not fair. You were sick. True. Of course you feel fragile.
I'll give you a new feedback tomorrow.
Please. And actually, it's so much healthier to sleep
why?
On something hard.
I was out... People always told me, like, it's super healthy, but why? No one could explain.
I put it simple, okay?
Yeah.
Hard bed, hard penis. Trust me, I wake up with a boner, but I do it everywhere. But waking up with a boner, it's really healthy. Do you actually?
It depends.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
For me, it's each morning. Like, super hard.
Your mom is listening to this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good job, mom.
I'm talking about everything.
It's all right.
Having a boner is something that is healthy. Okay. This tea is actually so good, but it's making me so hot. We have my favorite in the house, licorice with a bit of mint. Favorite combination, only by this tea. Hmm. So, what? Oh yeah, I asked you on Instagram for questions. We got loads of questions. We cannot cover them all. They're just too many, but we give it our best. But before that, we talk about the weekend. We were at the Vivo Life house. Well, it wasn't their house. It was an Airbnb. Beautiful. They've rented it two times before that. And before, did you know that there was a Veg Fest in Bristol? Yeah. And they canceled it last year. It was the last one. But I just liked the house so much and staying there that it became like a routine. And now a vegan savage and a schmunky joined the Vivo team.
We are part of the routine.
And now, yeah.
Probably for the last time.
The first day they were like, ah, oh, these people.
When we arrived, it was super late and everyone was tired and cozy. And we were arriving and destroying everything.
No, yes, but you were also eating everything and they were just like, what? Whom did we invite? Half of our food is... Half of our bananas are already empty. Half of our nut butters are already empty.
You gotta eat.
But then they saw the value in you. Like, we do good content. And actually, we motivated them so much that we actually produced more content. And they really liked it. And they loved us. And we elevated their mood. They elevated our mood. Because we were all so like-minded. And that's what I want to talk about first. Surrounding yourself with like-minded people.
It's just so beautiful, right? I realized that I really want to live with like a lot of people. It's crazy because I thought I love to be on my own, but I love more to be surrounded by people. Still have my own room, but like having a big, like your own village, and then you have your own
village. Why don't start with a villa?
Let's start with a villa.
And then a village.
And then a village.
Vegan village. Exactly. And I feel so the same because here's my history. I moved to Berlin from home alone. And I was miserable. I felt lonely. I didn't like it. And back then, to be fair, I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't find passion in life. I didn't follow my highest excitement. But then I got it all nailed. Bam, bam, bam. Found so many like-minded people. Slowly, they moved all into my old apartment where I lived alone. Mm-hmm. Philip moved in. Julian moved in, another friend I had back then.
Holy moly.
And Scorpion might move in.
How many rooms?
Three.
Okay.
But one is like an open kitchen, so two separate rooms. and one open room.
Gotcha.
Then Tanya and I, we made a baby called Kiwi, big dog Kiwi. I gave birth to Kiwi. Then we had another baby to take care of.
Another one.
And then basically Philip's girlfriend was all the time there as well. And then it just got too crowded, this place, because it's small. Then you hadn't have this, oh, I have my own room where I can close the door. But before that, it was amazing. Ever since they moved in, I never felt lonely. I never felt a bit depressed or just isolated. None of that. I always felt whole. And
I feel exactly the same. And if I...
Wait, I need to finish quickly. And then I took it so for granted, so it was normal. Then I moved into this place last year in February with Scorpio Mind and Kiwi. But then I was like still pretty whole, but with just one person, it's too little for me, I realized.
I agree.
And since she moved out like half a year ago, for me it's still okay because I have so many friends and I do something with them on a daily. But you know, then there are days where you don't see your friends, and then this feeling creeps up slowly. And if one day becomes 2 days you don't see your friends, you have a bit this, it's like a puzzle and one piece is missing. And when you have like-minded people around you the entire day, and where you just stay and you can work, you can do your own things, but just these social interactions all the time, that is just the missing piece that warms your heart. And never did I felt lonely or any of that, nothing. And that is what I want to have all the time. Now, what did you want to say?
I totally agree. If I compare, I mean, I live in Bali and I see the people there, and most of the people who've been to Asia or to Asian countries always say that the people seem to be happier. And I think a big difference is that the Western people, they don't know who their neighbor is. Most of the people are on their own or only with one person.
Wait, my neighbor is...
I met your neighbor.
Yes, actually, you talked to my neighbor. You talked more to my neighbor I've ever talked to her before. I just said, hey.
And that's exactly what I mean. Like,
and I know none of my neighbors. It's actually a fact.
And for me, that was completely new, because I thought, like, if there are too many people, I can't be productive. But if you have the right people...
And that's the
key. Who are doing the same stuff, kinda.
That's the key.
Then it's amazing. I never felt so great, so happy.
Same in Bali, right?
Yeah, same in Bali.
It's magic. But what is so important is that you are like-minded. There's no point in forcing a relationship that you have to know your neighbors and you're so not like-minded and it's like a burden to spend time with them. Like when some people in your family, you're not like-minded, and then you're forcing yourself to spend Christmas, birthday with those, and you have this feeling like you don't really want to go and you're happy when it's over. It shouldn't be like that at all. You should be so looking forward to it and always analyze how did you feel before and how do you feel afterwards. And if you feel afterwards like elevated, lots of energy, positive, and that the time was so worth spent, great. Go spend more time with those people. Well, and when it was like... you feel drained and it feels like your time got stolen. Like, oh, I got so much shit to do. Now I finally can work and all my time, and have this bad feeling in your stomach. Spend less time with those people. And the first thing you have to do before that, find yourself. What is your passion in life? What excites you? Follow your highest excitement. Become more and more your true natural self. And then you know who you are, what you actually like to do. Because before that, we're just randomly shaped by our environment. We do what... our friends, quote unquote, just people in our class, in our school, in our neighbors, how they do. And I thought, oh, as a kid, when I was younger, when I grew up, oh, I have friends. Then I realized all the things we do, or many of the things, or some of the things, I don't really like that. And then I was like, okay, I get in control. I don't be a victim of my environment, going party every weekend. No, I don't like to stay waking up early, going to the gym, doing that, eating healthy. Wow, that feels so good. My friends were making fun of me. And they were like, are they actually friends? And I just dropped it like it's hard. Didn't spend time with them anymore. Not that I'm better or anything. I'm just different. I'm just honest to who I really am. And I follow that and find people who go in the same direction. And then surround yourself with those people. Don't make excuses like, oh, go out there, go on a trip. Find like-minded people, and then Like we met in Bali for the second time, and after like 2 days we were like, let's get a villa together.
Yeah,
I was going to Ubud, and
that's,
you were like,
so interesting. Keep going
quickly. I was going to Ubud, like, oh Axel, I'm gonna miss you, and you just 2 days later you came, you visited us, we went for the on the volcano, one of the best days of my life.
People get always confused when I meet a girl, for example. I don't wait for 7 weeks before I ask, like, let's go out or let's go on a trip. Why should you wait? If you feel like doing it, just do it, and then you figure out even faster, do you guys like want to spend more time together, or do you just wait because
exactly otherwise you're wasting your time.
You're
chatting with people forever, and then you're realizing, oh, we're actually not like-minded. Find it out now, and then you have a you go more in the direction if it serves you, and if not, then you didn't waste that much time.
100%. I couldn't agree more.
So now, tell us, why are people in Western world so alone, so depressed? What's going on?
Yeah, if I would knew that. What's, I mean,
you already said it.
I nailed it.
Everyone knows that who has traveled to an Asian country. How much people smile, how happy they are with simple shops. And the secret,
you know what a blue zone is, right? And if you look at these blue zones, people always spend time with their always people who have a close relationship to their family, to their friends. Of course, there are other things, other habits, like sleeping enough, eating the right food, but all of them surround themselves with people they actually care about. They help each other. And I think we kind of lost that. Everyone, not everyone, but most of the people here, they do their thing. And they think it's, I don't know.
Especially in cities. Yeah, and if you don't know what blue zones are, they are studied, the populations around the globe who lived the longest. And why it's called blue zone, you know why? They just circled the zones with a blue marker. That's why they're called blue zones. But that's actually why. And
seriously?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You need to find a name for that, and that's the name. I like the name. And populations like the Seventh Day Adventists, the Okinawa, they used to, not anymore, because guess what? Burger King appeared, McDonald's, all junk food, and now they're getting super unhealthy. Their cholesterol is skyrocketing. And but what these blue zones have in common, they were like, what do all these populations who live the longest have in common? And it was eating a mostly plant-based diet, often over 95%, a whole food plant-based diet, having purpose in life. So they have a task in their community, what they do, like the garden, something like, if you get older and you have no purpose, then your body is getting so much more destructive, because there is no goal, so why should you even live? So they have a purpose of what they do. Then they have this purpose of community, this belonging, so they always belong to a group or a tribe where they have their place, and always be surrounded by people and have social interactions all day. They don't exercise like we going in the gym, but they are active. Like when you're in the garden, you move around, they move their body, so they're constantly physically active and moving.
100%.
They sleep enough. Many have like these 80-20 rule where they don't overeat. So there's basically no obesity. They stop at 80%, that they still have a bit of room left that they could eat more, but they just stop. They're satisfied. So they basically never overeat, because it's against their religion and you just feel better. What else? They basically have not zero stress, but little stress, because they have not all these worries we have, not all this technology that keeps you distracted and makes you worried and isolated and any of that. So they have little stress. And they have a lot of mindfulness of like their religion stuff, of meditation, of some ceremony stuff where they really spend time doing nothing and being mindful. And all that together, and a big one is, so all that together makes them live so long. And a big one is actually this community, this tribe feeling, which just makes you happy and feel like you belong.
That's why I love CrossFit so much, by the way.
But is it though that because are they like-minded?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's the thing.
You're getting part of a community and you're helping each other and you suffer together.
Exactly. And the big one is, you don't need to be like-minded in all categories, just a couple. Because if you only be like-minded by They're like all doing all the same, then you find no friends. I'm sorry, you die alone. But just like he or she likes to exercise doing the same sport, I do the same. We're both good at it, so we can both give each other value. We motivates us, and maybe he or she's not vegan, but we like doing the same. We get along. Surround yourself with those, and like they're all about focusing on sports, healthy lifestyle choices, even though they're not all vegan, but getting there. You're just in the future.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you have something like, yeah, I know that's, I see that totally in CrossFit, and I miss that because in the gym, it's the total isolation. You're surrounded by people, but
your
that's
body
why
gets crazy if you train together. That's why classes are so popular.
No, but that's why in the new gym that opened up, I make sure all my good close friends, they signed up there, and we all train at the same time.
That's smart.
9 a.m. So today I saw Philip. Tomorrow I'm going to see Benny and Nico probably. And
yeah, we just have to spend more time with people. It sounds so simple, but it's so freaking effective.
Yeah, but still have your own space and get shit done. Don't smoke weed every day. I mean, do what you want. Freedom is your birthright. But we are here to evolve. That what feels good, making progression in everything.
Having purpose is really important. I think.
Yes.
For me, like, we talked about it. I can't wait to wake up.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I don't want to go to bed. I only go to bed because I know how important sleep is. Exactly. Otherwise, I would love to work till 2. And
because we found the things we're passionate about that excites us, and getting better at those is that's what everyone wants. Progressing, getting better, but many people just don't know what excites them. So they have no thrive to get up and get better at things they love because they don't know what they love. So find your excitements.
And then also be self-aware. You don't have to be so crazy as we are.
No.
Like if you don't want to work 16 hours, fine. Like we have crazy goals. We have crazy ambitions.
But for me, it's not work. You know, I always say, I don't work, but I work hard. That's why, because that's why I always come down to this. Follow your highest excitement. I follow what excites me. And if you follow what excites you, you always want to do it. And many people just don't know what excites him or her. And 2019, you can earn money with everything. So whatever it is, there is a way you can earn money with that. And because money is not the main focus, you love doing it. And the more you do it, the better you get. Thus, the more money you earn with that.
But some people are just into like building a beautiful family, being a mother, and that's totally fine. I know what you're talking about, but I also know that people get confused if I say like I've worked 15 hours per day and I don't feel like working. They're like they're feeling bad about it. Some people want to spend 3-4 hours watching Netflix, and you still can be a beautiful mother or like following your passion.
Exactly.
It's just like self-awareness.
But I do the same. I don't work if I don't feel like it, you know? I watch, like, I consume.
That's interesting.
What?
No, keep talking. You don't work if you don't feel like it?
Yes, of course. Of course.
What about the gym? If you don't feel like going to the gym?
But I just, you know, that is that. You know, many people don't, when I say follow your highest excitement, they think excitement, they don't really know what excitement is. And excitement is this real excitement, not anxiety. Oh yeah, I'm excited about it. Not like quick pleasure and feel horrible afterwards. It's the whole package. How do you feel before, during, and after? The after is so important. And I feel so great after the entire day, the week. I have goals where I want to go. I know that is what it takes. I know even before the gym, sometimes I don't feel that basically I look always forward to it, but I just know, you know, because I'm smart, I can look in the future. We humans, we have such a big frontal lobe, we can look in the future. I know after I'm done with the training, I feel incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where I want to go. I have yearly goals of strength goals, which just excite me like crazy. Benching 100 kilograms, thus having a good physique, thus crushing the stereotype of, oh, vegans can't be strong. I'm so excited about it all, and I know that is what it takes. So I embrace it. I love it. In the days where I don't feel like that, I think about that. How do I feel after the training, long term? And I'm going. I'm crushing it. And if I'm really down, I drink a coffee. And if I'm really down, I know it's not a smart idea to train, and I don't train. And if I don't feel working, then I just do it, whatever it is, what needs to get done. I do because I'm excited about the whole thing. But like editing Ask Nikos or stuff. If I don't feel it, then I do it another time and I'm excited watching Game of Thrones, I do it. I consume lots of content because that gives me headspace. That gives me so much creativity I can use for future content. Analyzing other actors and just appreciating good work behind the scenes, getting better and just creatively consuming, because it's all about finding a balance between input and output. Because if you're only giving output, then soon you have nothing more to give.
Really?
You always need new creativity coming in form of entertainment and information. So if I don't feel like working, then I don't work. But I just follow what excites me.
I get
me.
It. And that's why I think it works for you. But most of the people, if they don't feel like going to the gym, they don't go. And
but then the question is, why should they go to the gym? Not everyone should go to the gym, but everyone should physically exercise. And they're like, why should you physically exercise? Don't let me get started, because it is so ingrained in us. It makes you feel amazing. You have no idea what it does to your body, but you don't need to do one sport. But that's the great thing. I say to everyone, follow what excites you. In sports, do everything and whatever. Trust me.
But like, still, if you don't, there will be days... 100%.
But no, if you truly find the things you love, trust me.
Bro, I love CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'm so sore. I don't want to go today. I'm tired.
Then maybe CrossFit isn't your highest excitement of sports.
But that's bullshit. Like, even people who are into... Like, Dirk Nowitzki, if you ask him, he will tell you that he is not every single day excited to go to train. But afterwards, he feels good.
What does he do again? The basketball? The German basketball player?
Yeah.
I saw a car of him. Yes, I mean, his image of him on a car yesterday.
Beautiful. He had a famous quote about milk, by the way. He said that milk is bullshit.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was wondering, when I saw his image yesterday, I was like...
You could use it for
a
post.
Is he vegan? And I was like, it would be so good for him because he's getting older. Anyways, I know what you mean. I know what you... but
like
that's
cold shower, for example. Every single morning...
But that's the thing I said. Looking in the future.
Yeah,
and that's
100%.
That's why people who just hate the gym, even up, like Scorpion, for example. She is not really passionate about the gym. She did it for so long and she forced her. Mm-hmm. Then she found like the weirdest sports. Like, have you heard of silk training?
Mm-hmm.
That is what you do on these ropes. I don't get it at all. She's obsessed about it. She only talks about it. She wanna go on stage and she goes there. She never skips her training. She's basically crying when the training is canceled.
Same.
She truly found her passion there. For her, gym isn't her highest excitement. For us, how you feel after CrossFit, because you know that's why you go on the days, because you have big goals. And this is just because we're not machines. We have these daily ups and downs. That's great. And that's what overcoming that, because we have a big picture, and the big picture should be wrapped around what excites you.
100%. I totally agree. But there will still be days where you don't feel like doing it and you have to remember afterwards.
But honestly,
you're going to feel great.
Honestly, I don't really have days where I'm not looking forward to train.
Maybe you're a miracle. I tell you, 99% of the people, they do. And I do as well. And I'm super excited. You know how much I suffer if I can't train? I have these moments where I'm like, I don't really want to go. It's not that I like... My mind is already trained. My mind is knows. Like, you're going to go and afterwards you're going to feel great. Every single morning I wake up, I'm going to suffer for 3 minutes under the cold shower. I don't feel like doing it. Who the fuck feels like suffering?
But you know...
You know your output. You know why you do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And that's the reason...
And today I even enjoyed it under the shower.
Yeah, sometimes I do enjoy it under the shower as well. But then my ear or my head hurts.
Yes, but then I enjoyed it. Like, I'm alive.
Yeah, you learn to love the pain.
Anyways, guys, follow what excites you. And
But don't
just
feel bad about yourself if you sometimes don't feel like doing it.
Oh, you know,
then
each month...
It?
And the thing is, when I say, like, I'm looking forward to go to the gym every time, I have per month one or two trainings where I go to the gym, start, and I quit and I go home. Because these are the days where I just like my something hurts or I feel weak, and I just know the training wouldn't be progressive because I don't want to waste my time in the gym because I want to train progressively, get stronger, and I know it would be smarter to rest this day than having a shitty workout, potentially hurting myself, and it's not a progressive training. So I go home, rest this day, and the next day I crush it because I have a goal in mind. I want to progressively get stronger, get a great physique, and be a great role model that you can be strong as a vegan, savage, both, hopefully. And I just feel more comfortable in my body, looking a certain way. But I focus about progression. And this part is what keeps me going and makes me so excited. Just going into the gym and do whatever wouldn't excite me because I feel like I waste my time. Calories out, calories in, calories out, calories in. No, I want to burst new gains. That's why I'm so excited. Like currently, where I'm so into the gym because I'm close to my strongest version. So the next training, I know I will bench the most I've ever benched. Yeah, and you know how excited I am for that? And I'm sure in the future, I plateau like crazy, I get weaker, and then it would be... So yeah, I'm just human. I'm sure in the future I will go...
I love this whole like follow your passion thing, follow your highest excitement, but there is also stuff that needs to get done.
Like what?
For example, stretching. Sometimes, like procrastination is like not doing the thing that is actually that you should actually do, which is actually necessary. For example, I love CrossFit. I love the training. I don't enjoy stretching at all. But I know, we're talking about the why again, that it needs to be done in order to recover faster. And it's not my highest excitement to stretch, but still, you have to do it. It's not my highest excitement to brush my teeth, but I have to do it. You got it? You know what I mean?
Yes, and I was at the same point. And you know, when I was in Los Angeles, I had a private session. Who is preaching this highest excitement stuff? And I asked him that. And he was like, it's like a lost opportunity because even the things you think you're not excited about, if you're getting in the state where you actually enjoyed it, because I was like, I love being places, but I hate traveling. I just hate it. And he was like, then you're in the state where you hate traveling. But if you actually convince yourself that you are excited about it, then you're in the synchronist, whatever place where you have all the possibilities and the greatest things are allowed to happen. Like you meet great connections on the flight. You do things that help you during the flight instead of just hating the flight, you know?
So 100%, yeah.
So it's about being excited about basically everything.
Is there a certain food that you hate?
Like yeah, but that's the thing about choice. That's why find out what excites you, follow that, and if you have many things that excite you, act upon those that are the most accessible and easily available right now and act upon those. So of course, I'm not doing everything and enjoy it. Of course, I wouldn't eat meat now and enjoy it. No, but that's the thing about choice. So you don't have to stretch. But if you think stretching will become a better CrossFitter because that excites you, if you become excited about stretching, you will become an even better CrossFitter. You will become even more flexible. You will just start to like it and then you enjoy the pain. Then you look forward to the stretching. Then you cannot stop. Then you can do a split. Then you use the time while stretching to listen to audiobook. You learn profound things while stretching and all of a sudden stretching changed your life. But if you remain in the state of being where you say you hate stretching, that's what you get. What you put out is what you get back. I hate stretching. You hate stretching. You're excited about stretching because that gets you become a better CrossFitter, more flexible. You become so much more flexible. You have so much more possibility. So if you think doing something is important for something else, but you don't like doing it, it's just a mindset shift.
It's not that I go and hate it. Hate is a super strong word. I usually don't use it.
But if you're listening, I hate you. Honestly. No, Axel hates you. Just kidding.
That you enjoy more than other things. And you have to do these things anyways.
But then I wouldn't do it if you honestly don't enjoy it. And if, like, but then it's again this short-term pleasure. Of course, after CrossFit, I would love to, smash a peanut butter jar, but afterwards I feel horrible, then I wouldn't even enjoy it. But
but I think people got a lot of value.
But you train and you stretch how amazing you feel, and What don't you like about stretching? What I recommend to you? You may be like, oh, I want to do already something else. You're ready in the future.
Actually, I enjoy stretching now. But there was just...
From now on, you listen to something. Listen to audiobook. Listen to something you look forward to. And thus you be more in the moment. Because I know what you mean. Doing you're already in the head in the future. Like, I want to get to the fruit market, this and that. And I don't have that much time. So this takes time away. But I know it's good. But actually...
I don't think it takes time away. I think it gives me time.
Exactly.
That's why I do it. I never skip it. There was just an example. I should talk about food. Like, you know, if there is a certain food, you're getting naked in front of me.
I'm going to force that excitement into you.
I love stretching. I love stretching.
I love stretching. I'm brainwashed. I'm a monkey. Eat your hummus. All right, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's talk about something else. Okay. But I love it. I love discussions.
Yeah, me too.
People get so much out of discussions.
I know, and that's...
And we are still friends.
Yeah.
Even though we don't have the same opinion all the time.
And how lame would it be?
Yeah, how lame would it be?
Okay. Okay.
Any question? Loads.
Loads. Do you miss Violetta?
Of course I do miss Violetta.
That was a question.
But she's back in Germany now, so I'm going to meet her soon.
Where?
She...
At home. Where is her home?
Close to Gelsenkirchen.
Is that close to Berlin? Because I... No. Germany, I only know Berlin and Munich. That's all I know.
Sort of super far away.
Does she come to Berlin?
Yeah, she will.
When?
I don't know. She will visit you and be in your vlog. People will love her.
Yes. Yeah, people know her. If you've watched body vlogs, you know what's
She's
up.
She's so adorable. Violetta, if you hear this, I love you.
But actually, when?
I don't know.
While you're here?
I'll ask you. I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing you two have ever done? Okay, first, what the weirdest thing we've done together? I think...
Like 20 minutes ago, we ate... We were standing in the supermarket and we ate...
Oh, yeah, talking about that. I thought you were talking about something else.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. We were standing in a supermarket and we ate...
a block of tofu.
Yeah, a block of tofu.
And actually, what you didn't see in the vlog, but the guy... At the beginning, when we entered the grocery store, he was like, you cannot film here. And I was just keep going and I just vlogged. And then he was standing right behind us. And I was like, oh, he's going to ruin this any second. But then he didn't say anything. Yeah, that was pretty weird. But I know something weird.
We showered together.
Yes. Yeah,
we had a cool
Remember
show.
In Bali, the vlog where we were holding the bananas, like... each one was biting the other banana,
okay,
and we looked at each other.
Yeah, that was
for
super.
The thumbnail. That was a good vlog. That was weird. I felt a bit uncomfortable biting of your banana and looking deeply in your eyes.
We did a lot of weird things, but the good thing is you can watch it.
Yeah, actually, but no. What is something we did off the vlog that was weird?
You were swimming naked in front of me.
That was so nice. So here's
for you.
You didn't like it?
No, I don't want it. So that
but,
I hated
but
it.
But the thing is, just don't look at my wiener.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just super surprised for a second.
Okay, here's how it unfolded. I was in. Axel was hustling, of course. We were in this lovely villa in Bali. It was beautiful. The only thing that sucked, there was construction around, and it was noisy. But it was beautiful nonetheless, and our neighbors, they drank, and it was so funny. You remember when I screamed at the neighbors? That was funny, but it's also in the vlog. But what's not in the vlog, it's... I even vlogged it, how we were naked in the pool. But it just... Yeah, I vlog everything.
So it's really difficult to mention.
But it was fun.
A thing that...
But no, what is the weirdest thing you have done alone? I mean, without me. Could be with someone else. What is weird or funny?
Weirdest thing I've ever done. Oh, yeah. you know, is it the correct word? Sleepwalking? You know what sleepwalking is?
Yeah.
You probably get the idea. You sleep and then you walk. And I just moved into my new apartment. And there was construction going on in my bedroom. So I slept in the living room. But then everything...
It's actually called sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking, perfect. Mm-hmm. So then I moved, when everything was finished, into my bedroom. And I went to the toilet during the night. But because I changed the rooms, I did it like subconsciously, and it was outside my apartment. And I sleep completely naked. So, and the bell didn't work. So I had to go all the way down, like on the street, and ring the bell. And I just hoped that my ex-girlfriend, yeah, opened the door, but she didn't for like 20 minutes. So I was standing there for like 20 minutes completely naked. And then I just went up and knocked on the door and, yeah, tried to explain your ex-girlfriend why you're naked in front of the door. I mean, at this point, she was still my girlfriend. But yeah, that was really, really weird. Standing on the street completely naked.
Are you honest?
What?
Did it really happen?
What, do you think I make it up?
I thought sleepwalking isn't really that real.
Oh,
I
never it happened. It was during my competition.
So people actually walk up, wake up and walk around and they're still sleeping?
Yeah, it happened to me quite often.
What?
Yeah.
How can I never sleepwalk?
I woke up in like in corners and like I didn't know what I was doing.
What?
I talked to people, yeah.
But when you went outside, did you want to sleep outside?
No, I wanted to pee.
Oh, you wanted to pee?
Yeah.
And you locked yourself out. And when did you woke up? While peeing?
Or? No. While, I don't know. Like, I just woke up at some point. I think I tried to open the door.
Did someone see you?
No.
Probably.
I hope.
Probably.
Maybe.
Pictures, they are leaked.
Yeah, 10 years.
What?
Yeah.
Was it winter? Was it cold?
No, it was summer. Super hot. It was good.
Should have locked it.
Yeah.
Well, it comes to my mind, but that's not so weird. But I was at there was a snowboarding crew and they did a premiere and they were like, whoever gives me their pants wins a snowboard. I was like, yeah, I want to win a snowboard. I put off my pants and I gave it to them and they throw it in the crowd. And I was like, what are you doing? My wallet is in there. My car key is in there. And I was like taking the snowboard, going down, searching for my pants, but they were all drunk and they were like pulling down my underwear. Thanks God I wore underwear that day. And I was like, where is my, there's my car key. My mom will kill me. My wallet, my driver license, everything. Oh, we're so drunk. Pulled on my boxer shorts. Yeah, long story short, I didn't find it. I needed to call my mom at like 3 a.m. in the morning, like, Mom, I lost my pants and the key for the car. Do you have another key, please? She was
another
like,
one.
Yes, son, I hate you. And she came with the other key so I could drive back. But then I need to recreate my driver license and and my ID and all of that. And yeah, that's it.
Ergo, never do stupid stuff.
No, do stupid stuff. It's fun. Do something that is, you know, there's stupid stuff in a positive and in a negative direction. You can do
negative.
Yes, but it could be in a positive. I mean, negative stuff where you involve other people and you would train them down. Like you say something bad to them or any of that. Yeah. Or you do some harm or some pranks that are really bad. Or you do some stupid, weird stuff that makes people laugh, that makes them fun, that makes them go even more out of their comfort zone and do stuff that is fun, that is good, that is just...
I agree. Whatever makes your soul happy.
Yes. And don't hurt others. But besides that, you're good. Love your videos, but why are you so sexual focused?
She's talking to me.
I think she's talking to both of us.
What? I'm not sexual focused. Even though I love to talk about sex because it's so forbidden to
exactly.
talk sex
and
in society. And it's one of the most important things on planet Earth. I think it's the most the most effective tool in order to lower your stress level. It's incredible.
Fucking.
Yeah, to have sex. And no one talks about it.
Exactly. And, you know, we're not focusing on sex. We just talk about it if it's something normal. And guess what? It's something normal. No, sex. You cannot talk about it. That's why it's all about these topics that are shit upon, that are frowned upon.
Like if eating meat.
Topics which are normal, which are frowned upon, but everyone uses to make money, mm-hmm. like sex, should be normalized that people just cannot milk it for making money, but people are actually educated and talk about, because most people, or what is most people, but that's actually what studies are showing, than not having a great sex life. And if you talk about honestly with your partner, and it's not this topic where like, oh, we cannot really talk about, but honestly, what do you like? If you had sex, then talk with your friends about it, and that you communicate, and it's something completely normal. When I talk to my friends, it's a hot topic because it's so normal. And that's the thing. I love to talk about sex with other people because when I get to that level, we can talk about everything. Before that, it's more like there's like a little wall, like, but when I talk about sex with someone, then this wall is broken and we can talk about everything. Because that's the most intimate thing, sex. And when we talk about that, we can talk about how do you honestly feel? How, it's whatever, you know? That's why I love to talk about it. And people love to talk about it as well because it's so normal and they feel great and they feel more like, oh, okay, I should, anyways. We talk about sex in another podcast.
What was the question?
Why are we so sex focused?
Because I love sex, because it makes you really, really happy. And yes, my number one goal in life is to be as happy as possible in this society.
And sleep with every woman on this planet. What? Sick goal. Do you think it's achievable? No. Then I put it on my bucket list as well.
Listen, I know how powerful the word hate is. I hate one-night stands. I just hate them.
Honestly?
I hate them. I don't want to have them. I'd rather have a person in my life. By the way, I had the experience to have the best sex, not like on the first time, but like the second, the third time.
Yeah.
You communicate. I say everything. Like, I like this, even though like people think it's weird.
Like what?
No, like, you exactly know what.
Oh,
you were judging
me. Say it.
Bro, it's not on your podcast, man. My little sister listens to that.
Let's say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
So, what's the name of your little sister?
Victoria.
Victoria? No, it's actually something disgusting.
You are judging. You see?
We need to say it now. We need to say it now.
You got to watch my vlog. No, I don't talk. I mean, if someone would ask, but no, like, I respect my family and I still want they don't feel uncomfortable if they...
But why would they feel uncomfortable? They're like, my son is honest.
They're Russian.
Okay, we just keep it. You know, a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Maybe in the next episode. Who knows? Anyways, what was the question? Why do I talk so much? Because it's beautiful. Because...
No, that you hate one-night stands. And and I haven't had a great one-night stand yet. I had one. You also had one-night stands, right?
Yeah, I had.
Yes. Oh, many. I'm on my bucket list. Every woman in the world. So I never had a great one-night stand. Oh, and I also...
I feel bad for you.
I had good one-night stands, but not great. Like the sex I had with Scorpio Mind, or have, I don't know. Probably had, but maybe have. I don't know. Is insane. Because we know each other so well. When we're having sex, it's like we're hanging out. It's like we're watching Netflix.
Mm.
It's like you're so comfortable. You know what the other person likes. And you can talk while having sex. You can eat popcorn. No, just kidding. Oh, maybe. But what I wanted to say, I know a good friend. I'm not going to say his name now, but a really good friend. He had the greatest one-night stands. His stories, they are insane. And they're just so different experience. In the moment, girls, he would never ever probably see again. And they just made magic in this hour or so.
Whatever makes your soul happy.
Exactly. That's why I wouldn't be like frown upon one-night stands. Because if it's the right moment and the right timing and you both feel like it and you can make real love.
Yeah, and at some point of my life that was really nice. But just like now, I'm getting old, having a beard.
If you say so, I'm getting younger and younger. I'm getting great one-night stands. I know that. Because
beautiful.
When I experience that. And I get
great relationships.
And me too. Because I live in total abundance. I get everything.
Yeah.
So either I live in total abundance or I'm a greedy bastard. However you want to put it. I leave it up to you. And now we're going to end this rambling podcast. How did you like it? Just sitting here, just talking?
It was beautiful. Let's do another question. Last one.
You want one?
Yeah, I want one.
Okay. Juicy or unjuicy?
You can choose.
No, juicy or unjuicy?
Juicy? Yeah, I mean, no.
Boxers or briefs? Quickly.
What?
Boxer shorts or briefs? Like the short underwear?
Briefs.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you wear boxers. Yes, the... Briefs?
Oh, no, that's boxers.
Briefs are like...
Ah, super... Okay, then
briefs boxers. Are like slips.
Ah, okay. No, boxers.
Do you do cardio every day? Ooh, juicy question.
cardio every day.
Oh, let's not. I talked about cardio another time. Let's keep cardio. Hardest part of being vegan. Oh, so many nutrition questions. Come on, guys. Would you? I don't get this question. Why did you start working out? Do you think you're now so sexy? Okay, one question.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is the last one. Are you ready?
Right. Yes.
Oh, is this a good question? How much hummus do you eat every single day?
That's the last question.
I mean, we have many questions, but they're all like training, nutrition.
How much hummus do I eat per day? If I stay with Vivo Life and
back. Oh, another question, okay?
Okay, go ahead. A lot is the answer.
Okay. What is going on with the girlfriend of Axel? Does he has one?
Oh, but that is not a question. You asked that. Show me the question. What is going on? What's her name, Kev? Okay, Kev.
We put it right simple. Axel has many girlfriends.
No. I would never ever do that. When do you say you have a girlfriend? When does this moment happen?
So
what has to happen that this girl is your girlfriend? I'm asking you.
Yes. I'm a total noob when it comes to that because I had one relationship. And how we did it, Scorpion and I, my relationship is entirely on social media, so you can all see it. But how it happened, we were dating and we just were hanging out. She moved into my place. We were just surrounded all the time. Then we were in Austria and a friend asked me, so are you actually together? And she was already living in my place. We were doing so much together and it was like completely like a relationship, but we never named it that because why should you put a name on it? I never asked you, Axel, are we friends now? So if you never really do that, but for some people think like with a girl, you need to do it now. It's official. Like I never felt that. So we never did it. But then he was asking, so are you a couple? We were like looking at each other and we were like, I guess so. And then I asked her like in a fun way, so do you want to be my girlfriend? And she was like, yes. And then I was like, I guess we're boyfriend-girlfriend now. And because I hate this making labels and making something permanent. So that is what we have now. No, relationships, they're fluent. If you want to hang out, hang out. If you don't want to hang out, don't. Just go with the flow. People change all the time. If you go the same direction, great. If someone goes a different direction, great. Then don't force yourself to be together. But I would call it a relationship when you really are on the same path, when you support each other, and when you're like two diamonds who get more shiny and shiny and shiny the more you are together.
Okay, we are in a relationship.
Tori is your girlfriend.
Ferdinand.
Actually, it's always like saying my name like this, and then he's like in German, he's like "Hör mir mal zu," which means like listen, and then he's preaching something completely obvious. Oh no, mostly he just talks bullshit like we always do.
Yeah. So,
Tori, since when? Or what did you want to say?
I'm not gonna comment this. Okay. No, I have a person who's like a diamond in my life. And
what's your Instagram?
Vegans food.
Vegans food. Go follow her. She's gorgeous. I have no doubt.
Beautiful.
Has she followed us though?
A lot.
Yes. How many?
You're for real?
Yes. Vegans food.
Vegans food. I think like 140,000.
What?
Yeah, she's.
You should milk her.
I'm a bro.
So you get shout-outs regularly?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm growing like crazy because of her.
Okay, jokes aside, you wanna name her or?
No, I'm not gonna name her. Why should I name her?
That people go like, fuck you, I love Axel.
Yeah, no. I don't know if I will ever talk about it or share it. Like, I don't feel like doing it.
Okay, just ask a couple questions.
Yeah.
Is she from Germany?
Yeah. Wait, half-half. Half Ukrainian, people will get confused if I say that because Violetta is half from Ukraine.
Oh, so it's not Violetta. Violetta.
It's not Violetta.
She's my girlfriend. Violetta, if you're listening, I love you.
Violetta, I love that you say Violetta.
That's how she introduced herself, so I'm calling her that.
Okay.
Violetta. Is she living in Germany currently?
Yeah.
In Berlin?
Yeah.
Then why are you staying here?
Because I love you so much.
Aww. You see? We should become a gay couple. You know how many views we would gay?
Gay?
How many views we would gate or get?
Maybe we can try for like 30 days. You know this 30 days challenge?
We would only get shitstorm. Gay? And it's true. You're born this way. You're not becoming gay. You're born this way.
Really? Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay. I don't care if you want to be gay.
But it's... let me tell you. You're born this way and you just... When you become like... 12, 13, 14, you realize...
How do you know that?
Because I listen to so many people who are gay and who came out of the closet and just on podcasts, and they talked a lot about it. And Logan Paul, he got a lot of shitstorm for saying like, oh, I want to try to be gay. And everyone was like, no, you're born this way. You don't... It's actually a lot of it's like a slogan on shirts like, born this way for gay people. Oh. Because it's not like how I would... We're just not gay, you know? And that's something that wouldn't switch. It's you're born this way. You have sex with a female. You're like, oh, that's okay. But then, I don't know, you're in the locker room. You're just attracted by boys. And you just... I cannot talk about that. I don't know. But I just know you're not born that way. But we could have sex. Anyways, it's called bisexual.
Oh, I have let's ask the question that you asked me for like 500,000. Is that something that you can put in the podcast?
We answered it in your podcast.
So I can answer. I can ask.
Yeah.
What was the question like?
Would you, for half a million, sleep with another guy?
Yeah, or with another girl. All the girls will say yes. It's so interesting, isn't it? That it's a normal thing that two girls have something going on, but two guys?
I mean, most girls, of course, not all of them. But yeah, guys, I think it's just the identity and the ego that we... If you're having something with a guy and you're not gay, you're so, oh, he's not masculine, he's weak, he's weird, you automatically have the gay label on you, even though you're just bisexual. I don't know, but
do it? 500,000?
Yes, but not because I'm bisexual, because I know how much good I can do with the money, and it's not something that would hurt me. Maybe I would even enjoy it. Maybe, I don't know.
I first said no way that I'm gonna do it, but now if I feel good point, like I could do so much good with the money.
And also, how can you say you would never hate something doing if you have never done it? And I would totally understand if it's like jumping off a roof, cutting off a finger, doing something that is irreversible, doing harm that is irreversible. Of course, I would never do that. But if it's something like I experienced, like, ooh, it was really weird and uncomfortable. I will never do that again. But then you know? But still, I'm only doing it for half a million. I wouldn't be like, okay. Anyway, let's stop the podcast. That was a good ending. So,
thanks for having me. Thanks for being so kind.
Where can they find you? At Vegans?
I thought you were going to ask, where can they find your girlfriend?
You can find them.
No. You can find me everywhere, on every social media platform, Instagram. Come say hello on Instagram, and then you will find my podcast, my YouTube, my vlog, where you find this beauty.
Axel Schuler is his name. Go follow him on TikTok. There is where he has the most followers, and I just don't get the platform. But you know what? I want to do a challenge. At the latest, when I'm in Bali, because I feel like there's the best for creating TikToks. And when you have people around, you can make the best TikToks. And what I want to do in Bali, at the latest, maybe even earlier, that I do TikToks daily, but not just a random TikTok, but I just consume TikToks and save the ones I really like. Social stuff with other people involved, where you need like two friends. One is filming and two do something in public. And I want to recreate them each day. Because I just love doing that, and then build them in my vlog. It's just like 10, 15 seconds. And maybe some of them will pop. And then I'm a TikToker. Yeah. Or what is it called?
TikToker, yeah. It's such a beautiful platform. I love it. I rather consume TikTok content than Instagram content.
What?
Yeah.
If
you follow the right people, you're just like, it's such a beautiful app. You see people doing crazy stuff, funny stuff. No one is sharing their bullshit makeup pictures.
Whom do you follow on Instagram? Makeup
too many
bullshit.
People.
That's why. Detox. Listen
but
to
bro, me. I don't consume content on Instagram anyways.
What?
Yeah. Maybe yours or like of some people. Like I watch their stories and then I go on their page. 5, 6 people.
Okay.
That's it. I started to delete. But
Instagram?
No, not Instagram. The people I were
unfollowing. Unfollowed. You don't delete a profile.
I unfollowed them, but it takes you so much time.
No, no, no. They changed it now. I don't know when you did it. Now you don't have to press twice. You just click one and you unfollowed. And you
okay, can that's unfollow, nice. Unfollow, that's unfollow. Cool.
How many people do you follow?
600.
That's why. Never, or that's just a number for me. I don't get over 200. I keep it like 100 something I have it. And that's so great because I only follow the people I either know. So it feels like home. I see what my friends are up to. And people I want to collab in the future, so I manifest it, or people that just give me value in anything, entertainment, information. So, and then it's actually easy. Often, sometimes I scroll and, oh, I caught up to everything of all the posts, and I actually scroll slowly because if I scroll fast and like, what am I skipping? The things I'm skipping, I actually unfollow them. So do that. Only follow the people you know and that you get something out of. I don't get it when I see people who follow like 2,000 people. That's like, you. What is that? You don't see what most of the people do, so what's the point in following them anyways? And it feels like just, oh, I want to somehow get through, consume the most, but at the end you consume basically nothing. So follow Vegan Strengths, follow Vegan's Food, follow Vegan's Meme, follow Vegan Savage, follow Scorpion Mind, follow Vegan.Kiwi, and follow Axel Schura. And more people...
You don't need more. That's it.
That's it. Five, five. Times me, yeah. Axel and Tanya. That's it. All right. See you next time. Peace. Eat
your chickpeas.
I actually... What is my outro for my podcast? I do the same, okay?
Do the same.
Out.
One more time.
Peace. Eat your chickpeas. Out.